In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 community update. The COVID-19 metrics are on the CDC's COVID dashboard. For the week ending on July 8th, hospital admissions are at a low level in every county in North Carolina and almost 100% of the counties in the U.S. Buncombe County's COVID-19 hospitalizations have remained the same. For the week ending on July 15th, there were fewer than 10 deaths due to COVID last week in North Carolina, the lowest level of six groups. Emergency room visits for COVID-19 are minimal in North Carolina for the week ending on July 15th. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson County's wastewater data for the week ending on July 12th is on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. The number of viral gene copies in each water sample is at a dark blue level, representing the lowest level of five groups. The number of viral gene copies in each water sample over the last 15 days is at a decreasing rate of change, the lowest negative rate of change from five possible levels. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services wants everyone to know that COVID-19 can affect people differently. Some people have mild symptoms, like a cold, and others have more severe symptoms, like a bad case of the flu. Some effects can be long-lasting. Older adults and immunocompromised people are at a higher risk of developing severe illness and being hospitalized. The CDC recommends that people in these groups get an updated COVID-19 bivalent booster because it gives added protection. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. For extra protection, wear an efficient medical-grade mask. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. If you test positive, your doctor may recommend medical treatment. More and more Americans have developed some immunity to COVID-19 from immunizations and previous infection. New variants continue to infect people, with the most at-risk groups more susceptible to severe illness.